Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Coming soon from HRN, this is Cooking in Mexican from A to Z. I'm your host, Aaron Sanchez.
And I'm Sarela Martinez.
Throughout this podcast series, we're going to touch upon some of the most iconic ingredients of Mexico that really give it its character and life.
They're available here now and teach you how to use them, because you go to the green market and there's so many ingredients and people just sort of look at them or buy them for decoration.
From avocados to zucchini and everything in between, we'll share the stories, the techniques, the flavor principles, and the fun of cooking in Mexican.
I mean, I could talk about avocado leaves all the time. They usually use the hoja de aguacate in barbacoas.
Yep. Oh, yes.
And we will be joined by our friends and colleagues who will help us deeply explore a single ingredient in each episode.
I've known this kid since he was 15.
15, yeah. But...
I think you fired up Ann, Mom, about the debate of the chayote being related to the squash. She's going to go back to her office and research this diligently.
In the Yucatan, the oldest source of nixtamalization was found in a pot, and the alkaline substance that they were using was seashells.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were using
so
seashells.
Cool.
This is a total pleasure, honey, being able to do this podcast with you, because you give me the contemporary thing, and I have the historical background and the passion that we share and the pride that we have in our culture.
Absolutely. I think we are guided by the ingredients, and I think that is important. And if we understand the ingredients intimately, it gives us more perspective on how to use them and have an appreciation for our culture and our food. And that's what we're really going to touch upon throughout Cooking in Mexican from A to Z, throughout this podcast series.
Please subscribe to Cooking in Mexican from A to Z wherever you get your podcast. Muchísimas gracias.
En mis
entrañas. Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.